All is good. Today's daf is Kedushim Daf Chaf. We are here at the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis by Rabbi Elazar, by four lines up. And the last thing we had mentioned, if you remember yesterday, was a machogas from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to whether you could make a tanai, right, to sell an Amar Ivriya, right, with a tanai that she cannot have Yud, that you could, they would not be able to, right, the master would not be able to either marry her himself or to marry her, right, to his son. So Rabbi Meir had said that tanai works, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that's masna mashkaza batorah, that doesn't work. Or the Chachamim, rather, would say, not Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, it's the Chachamim, my Rabbi Yehuda was earlier in the daf, the Chachamim would say that's mashna mashkaza batorah, and therefore that you can't make such a stipulation. Then we had Akasha, Meir also holds that the person who's masna mashkaza batorah, right, tanai batal, that a person makes a tanai against something written in the Torah, right, the tanai is butthole, it doesn't work, right? You can't make that tonight. So we had said that Rabbi Meir holds that there's a pasuk la'ama, right? That you sell her la'ama, you can sell the girl as a maidservant, as a servant, meaning that is only, right? There's a special pasuk that teaches me, yes, ein hachinami. Usually, mashna mashkaza b'Torah, if you make a tanai against something that's written in the Torah, that tanai is butthole, that this tanai stipulation doesn't work. But here, since the pasuk says that you can sell her for an ama, it specifies you can sell her for a maidservant. So then you can sell her for only a maidservant, i.e. and not for you, not for, you know, the potential marriage that may result in it. Okay, then because he had an extra special pasuk. Now, Rabbi Elazar used that pasuk to teach me something else. Now, we're four lines up in your testament page. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, and Lame, Shemochel, Psulim, Harei, Kvarnerer, I guess that last step over there, right, that we had said that the Chachamim use that, I apologize, I mean, Rabbi Meir doesn't use that, right, Rabbi Meir uses that to teach me that you can sell her for this, but what do the Chachamim do who disagree, that all that Mashna Maskaz Batorah is in play here, and then you can't sell her for an Amma and not for Yud, so they would use that positive to teach me that she's allowed to be sold, that she's not allowed to be sold to Psulim, and she's not allowed to be sold to someone. She is Malamit Shemochel Psulim. She is. I apologize. She is allowed to be sold to Psulim, people who are not necessarily allowed to marry her. Let's say a mamzer or whatever. So Rabbi Lazar says no. Rabbi Lazar says, "Omer Malamit Shemochel Psulim Harik Far Nemar Imra Beinei Adonai Shara Binisuel." Rabbi Lazar learns the fact that she can be sold to post Psulim. Right, like let's say mamzer, for example, from a different pasuk, from the pasuk of Imra Abinei Adonai. Right, if it's bad in the eyes of her master, i.e., if the nisuin, if the marriage would be bad, there's some sort of isra whatsoever. If you look at Rashi, right, she asura la mia tafsile. Right, there's an isra to marry her, but the kiddushin would work. Right, again, because there's two levels of isra, right, to marry somebody. Right, there's an isra where the marriage would work. Let's say by nisur lav. Without giving an example, let's say Almana the Kohen Gadol or Grusha v'Chalutza the Kohen Hedyot. Right, so that's an Isra Lav for a Kohen to marry a Grusha, but they would be married legally, right, if they got married. And then the other example is a person marries his sister, and there's no such thing; it doesn't exist, right? A person can't say, if you could say Harei Mekudesh Shlita to your sister, she could accept it, but nothing would happen halakhically. It's physically impossible. It's called what they call kedushin. Is not toface. It doesn't work. So Rabbi Lazar says that pasuk of Imra Beinei Adonai says that you can sell the Amma Ivriya to someone who's a puzzle, i.e., someone who could theoretically marry the girl. There would be kedushin, right? But even though the kedushin would be toface, it would work, even though it would be an iser. My tamalom la Amma, but therefore la Amma teaches me the second level that malamei shemochel akrovim, that you can even sell her to a karov, right? Someone who would not be able to marry her at all, right? That the kiddushin wouldn't even work, right? It's a step above, right? It wouldn't even work if they tried to do the marriage or whatever. And we'll see examples of that in a second. So the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk for? Right? That's logical. What do you mean? If he can sell her to psulim, right? Why can't he sell her to krovim? So Gemara says, "Malam mochel psulim shem ratzad the yayid meayid." What do you mean by a puzzle? Right? You could theoretically do yud, right? The marriage would work. Right, you could marry, you know, if it was a mom's or whatever, it would be awesome, but you could, the marriage would work. And Gorilla Krovim, she must have the Inumiyayib. So that doesn't tell me anything about a case where if he sells her to her relatives or to a Karov, where they wouldn't able even to get the marriage off the ground. So Amar Kral La'ama. Therefore, the pasuk teaches me, it says La'ama, La'ama Shemokra L'Krovim. It teaches me that she's allowed to be sold, right, as an Am Evria, right, to a Karov, even though he can't, literally, can't halachically marry her. Rabbi Meir, the Psulim Nafkale Mehecha, the Nafkale, Rabbi Ezra, sorry, how does that read? Right. Rabbi Meir, the Psulim Nafkale Mehecha, the Nafkale, the Rabbi Elezer. I mean, Rabbi Meir holds from the same mucker, right, where Rabbi Elezer gets it from, meaning from Vim, Rabbi Neather now, right? I have a Krovim, and what about the Krovim? What does he do? Because he uses that Pasuk of La'ama, right, to teach me that she's not. What's it called? That you can make that stipulation, right? That you make stipulation not to do yid. So what does he use that pasuk for? How does he learn that you're allowed to sell her to krovim? So he holds that you're not, right? Sav like rabbanon, zami im mochel krovim, right? He actually holds like the rabbanon, right? Who hold that she's not allowed to be sold to relatives. It's okay. So the Brisa says, right, again, that the Tanichada, we have two Brises whenever you have that, whenever you have Tanichada, just methodologically, whenever you have, we taught in one Brisa, you're immediately going to have another Brisa that contradicts it, right? So Tanichada, one Brisa says, Mokra la'aviv im mokra l'bno, you can sell her to her father, right? So you can sell her, meaning there's a father and the daughter, so obviously he's selling his daughter. Father can sell his daughter to his father, i.e. to her grandfather. Ve'ein mochel lebno. But she can't sell her, right, to his son, i.e. the girl's brother. Ve'tani idach, and another Brisa says, ein mochel l'aviv lebno, right, can't sell her to her father, i.e. her grandfather, or to her brother. So Bishlam in a mochel l'aviv l'bno. I understand who's a shita. You can't sell it to her father or her brother. That's Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who hold that you're not allowed to sell an Amar Ivir to Krovim because there literally is no halachic possibility for you. Now the mochel l'aviv mochel l'bno. Right, who shita is that? Right, come on, who's that like? Lo Rabbanan, lo Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says you're allowed to sell it to relatives. So why would you split father and brother? So the olam kerabbanon. Really, it's the rabbanon shita. But modi rabbanon hecha the ikat sad yud. May the chazal say that if there's a possibility for yud, so then right then the, you know that you can sell her to that person. How does that work? Meaning, so in the case right. So what's the split between grandfather right and brother right? But by the grandfather, so that's fine. I mean, by the grandfather, that works. Why? Because, again, there are two possibilities by you. The master can marry the Amma Ivria, and the master's son can marry the Amma Ivria. So by the grandfather can't marry his granddaughter. But the grandfather's son, i.e. the uncle, right, an uncle and a niece, is mother, right? Gemara Yevamos, if you remember, says that an uncle and niece is good. It's preferable. It's positive. That was a positive potential relationship, but the other way doesn't work. If the father sells his daughter to his son, meaning to her brother, so that doesn't work because she can't marry her brother, obviously, and she also can't marry right his son because aunt to nephew is also right. That's one of the arayos. That doesn't work. So therefore, right, in that scenario, there's no possibility you would. Whereas if he sells his daughter to her grandfather to his father, then it could work because theoretically. Right, she could marry his uncle. Okay, fine. Tanar Rabbanan went under the Brisa. Im begapo yavo begapo yetei. Back to Eved Ivri. I guess we're dealing with Am Ivri. Yeah, that's okay. But back to Eved Ivri. Right, the pasuk says if he comes with begapo, he leaves with begapo. Now, what in the world does that mean? So Machokas seems to begapo seems to be begufo with his self with his body. So what does that mean? So the Gemara is going to have a couple of interpretations. Again, that's talking about an Eved Ivri. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. I should read it properly. Tanur Rabbanan in begapo yavo begapo yetzei begufo nichnas begufo yetzei. Right, he comes in with his body, goes out with his body. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. What does that mean? Yechidi. No, that doesn't mean body. Right? It means yechidi nichnas yechidi yetzei. If he comes in by himself, right, alone, right, he should leave alone. Now, the Gemara obviously understands that is very ambiguous. So immediately sets out what's to explain. Begufo nechnas begufo yetzei. What does that mean? So what is he comes in and out with his body? So marava lomar she'en yotzei beroshe evarim ke'eved. That he doesn't go out, he doesn't leave his servitude, meaning that just like an Eved Kanani does. Why, what does that mean? So by an Eved Kanani, the halacha is, if you, let's say you take out his eye, if the master takes out his eye, the Eved Kanani goes free. You don't pay him for it, but the Eved Kanani goes free. So an Eved Ivri is not true. Right? Eved Ivri, right? You have to compensate him for it, but he doesn't leave, right, his servitude in the middle, like an Eved Kanani does. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, the problem is that we already learned that already. Right? The pasuk says very clearly, it says that an Eved Ivri does not go out like an Eved Kanani. It says the Beferish in the pasuk, lo teitzei k'teitz avadim. He won't go out like the avadim, like the Eved Kanani do. So the Gemara says, Nafka, we learn that from there. So Gemara says, Ibn Hassam, if you were to learn from that pasuk, have a mina nasibli. Well, if you would have thought that, meaning that the Eved doesn't go out like the Eved Kanani, you might have thought that an Eved Ivri, yeah, it doesn't go out like an Eved Kanani, because an Eved Kanani goes free but doesn't get paid, and an Eved Ivri goes free and gets paid. Therefore, Kamash Balan, therefore you need that pasuk, the pasuk of Begapo Yavoh, Begapo Yetzei, teach me that he doesn't even go free and he does get paid. If he does bring Yaakov over, Yechidi Nichnas V'Yechidi Yetzei, but that he goes in single, or alone, and comes and leaves alone, my Yechidi Yetzei, what does that mean? It means like this. Yeshlo isha banim rabba moslo shekhar kananis. This is the halacha we've kind of talked about a couple times. That if he comes into his servitude married with children, he can give, then his master can give him a shekhar kananis to produce, right, slaves, to produce children. But ain't lo isha banim. But if the guy's not married, if he's a yichidi, if he's single, it's ain't rabba moslo shekhar kananis. His master cannot give him a shekhar kananis. There's a discussion in the Rishonim whether that means it's usher. Let's say maybe the guy is interested in that. Right, okay, either way, that's obviously for a more in-depth limit. Tanar b'Amar learned in the Braisa. Nimkar b'mana v'eshbiach v'am ad al matayim. What happens if the Eved is sold for 100, right, and then all of a sudden, right, his value goes up, or there's, I don't know, less slaves on the market, whatever, and then all of a sudden he goes up to 200. How do you know that you only calculate, right, his value based on a mana? Meaning, when guys go, Eved Ivri sells himself, right, it's prorated over 6 years. Let's say if he's worth 100, so that's bad math, it doesn't work out so well, but let's say 100 divided by 6, he's worth, I don't know, 16 silver, something like that, 16 silver pieces a year. Let's say he goes up to 200, though. Right? And then obviously his value is less. Again, why is it? Why is it a big deal? Because he can pay his way free, right? Again, if he gets some sort of windfall, inheritance or whatever it is, hits his lottery, whatever, so he can pay his way free. Well, how do you evaluate, right? How much does he have to pay? Right? He was bought for 100, now he's worth 200. So how do you work that out? So the Bryce says you only calculate his value based on the 100 he was sold for. From the money that he was bought. Let's say the opposite happened. He was sold for 200, then it became less valuable, and ended up now he's only worth 100. How do you know that you used 100? Right, that you now you again meaning that all the calculations favor the Eved Ivri, and therefore if he was 100, he went up to 200, he only has to pay off his 100, and if he was worth 200 and then he went down to 100, he also only has to pay off the 100, meaning we always skew towards the Eved. Tamalom, the pasuk says, Kefi Shanav, according to his years. Ainli Ela Eved and Nimkar of Gochavim. Again, those two can provide an Eved who's sold to a guy. Hoel v'nigal b'krovim, again, since he's going to be redeemed, right, by his relatives, the other al-tachtona, right, the master's kind of has the lower hand, the bottom hand, his hands on the bottom, meaning he's the less koch. But Nimkar l'Yisrael minalan, how do you know that also applies if he sold to a Jew? Talmud Lomar, Sacher, the Gzeira Shava, right, we had that Gzeira Shava we've mentioned before. Rabbi says, feeling good. He says, Arayni ki ben Azai b'shuk Tveria. Right, I'm like Ben Azai in the marketplace of Tveria. He's feeling good. He's feeling clear. Ben Azai used to walk through the shuk of Tveria, very clear mind. Wasn't distracted. Always thinking about Torah. Able to answer any questions. Abaye was feeling good. He felt that he was like Ben Azai, right, on his best day. So Amar Leah, I mean, ask me anything you want. So Amar Leah, who Rabbanu me Abaye. Someone asked Rabbi, Michti, let's see. Hanikroi ikal mindrashinu, the kula vigur mindrashinu luchumra. Meaning the psukim over there, when you go for 200 to 100, 100 to 200, you could theoretically darshan the psukim both ways, right? We have these psukim, right? They kind of lean both ways, right? We quoted a couple of psukim, you can go one way or another. Why did you learn it that the calculations always favor the Eved? Right, you should go the other way. Right, the Chumrah should be more machmir. Why are you being makel here? Why should you favor necessarily the Eved the whole time? This says Lo Saga Daitach. Abaye answered him, Lo Saga Daitach. Don't think that. Because the Torah was already lenient and makel for the Eved Ivri. Right, the Torah already takes care of the Eved. Because the Pasuk says, Ki tov lo imach, it has to be good for the Eved with you. Imach v'maychal imach p'mishta, you have to give him the same, for he has to be with you in food and drink. Shalotei ata ochal pas nekiya, v'hu ochal pas kibber. You shouldn't be eating, meaning the master, shouldn't be eating good bread, and he should be eating, the slave should be eating bad bread. Ato shosu yayin yoshan, v'hu shosu yayin chodosh. The master, you shouldn't be drinking good wine, old wine, and he's drinking new wine, which is more lesser quality wine. Ato yoshin, you shouldn't be sleeping on a mattress, let's say, and he shouldn't be sleeping, and then versus your slave, you're sleeping on straw. And from here they said, right, that someone who buys an Eved Ivri is like buying a master for himself, because he's got to take care of him. So the Torah was already makil, right, by the Eved Ivri, so the Chazal were darshaning that way, in that direction as well. So Gemara says, Eva ima honey mili leninachil shtia. Okay, fine. Maybe that's just for eating and drinking. Because we don't want to bother him. We don't want to make him mitztayer, uncomfortable. Right? Bahal inin pidyon. But in terms of redemption, to redeeming him, to get him out of servitude, nachmir aleh. We should be more machmir with him. Why? Midi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Right? Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says is going to give us Musar about using produce, really, of Shemitah, and see where things go. But basically, how does a person get sold? Right? Sometimes, he steals something, and Beis Din has to sell him. So why would we make it with this guy? To get him out of servitude more easily, right? He caused his downfall. He was over in Avera. So that point's going to be made at the end. But just let's learn the Musar about Shemitah. Says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Bo rei kamakosha efka shel shvius. See how difficult, how tough it is about the dust of Shemitah. Now this is a very fascinating drasha. It's quoted by Rashi on the Chumash. Rashi on the Chumash? I don't remember if it's Rashi. It might be one, I think it's one of the other Rishonim. I take it back. Anyway, Parshas Bahar has a very short parsha at the end of Vayikra, has a bunch of really random topics in it. It starts off with the Shemitah. It talks about, as we'll see in a second, it talks about Ribbis, it talks about, we'll see, there's a couple of, basically, the Gemara here kind of notes the progression in the Parsha and warns that if you're Mezalzel and Shemitah, right, things will happen to you, and if you don't do Tshuva, right, we'll go from bad to worse, basically. And one of those things, and you'll end up selling yourself as an Eved Ivri, and that's exactly the point we're trying to make. But basically, Rabbi Chanina says, look how bad it is, right, for someone who abuses, who Shemitah, right, does business with Shemitah produce. Adam Nosef Enotim Peperes Shvias, the person does business with Shemitah, L'sof Mocher Es Metaltolov, in the end, he's going to have to sell his possession. Shemar, because the Pasuk says, B'shanasa Yovel Tashuvu, Isha L'chuzetso, and Yovel, a person will go back to his ancestral land, V'samech Lein, right after it, it says, V'chim Sim Chirumim Karla Misecha, O Kano Mi'ad HaMisecha, Davar Nikna Mi'ad B'liad. Right, he's going to have to sell things that are given, right, from hand to hand. Lo hirgish, if a person doesn't realize that he did the avera, l'sof mocher sadayu, then he's going to have to end up selling his field. Shnemar ki yamuch achicha, right, umachar me'achuza so. As the psukim talking about a stay achuza, right, a person doesn't do so well, right, unfortunately falls on hard times, he has to sell his ancestral plot. Lo bas liyado, if he doesn't then sense it, realize, and do tshuva for his avera, ad shemocher es beso. Right, he'll end up selling his house. Shemar's Pasuk says, "Kim kor beis moshav yerchoma." The halacha says, "But the yerchoma." The Gemara just notices. By the way, the Gemara plays like an achron a little bit over here. Right, he says, "Maishna hasam damar lo here yesh maishna hacha damar lo basal yado." We had two phrases to tell me that he doesn't do tshuva. Right, the first time it was lo hirgish. He didn't feel. He didn't recognize and realize that he did tshuva. And second time, the low bas liyado didn't come to his hand, implying that, you know, he didn't even recognize it. Right? But forget recognizing it. He didn't even come to his hand. He didn't even have it on his mind. It's nowhere near his hands. So the Gemara just noticed and says it's kuzer avuna. It's like Ravuna's shita statement that we've quoted. We had it, I think, in Sota, I think, checking on the top. One of the places in Sota on Chav Beis. Okay, very good. According to all of Rashas, Amar Huna, Kevin Sha'adam Avar Aver, a very good Muslim for pretty much Erev Roshana. Kevin Sha'adam Sha'over Adam Avera Vashana. When a person does an Avera and does it a second time, Fa'avar Ashanaba Hutrolo, it becomes Motor to him. Hutrolo is like a Tatech, what? It becomes Motor to him? Really? You think it's Motor? No. Ela Nasis Lo Geheter. It becomes as if it was motor to him. So therefore, once a person does an avera, first time, second time, right? It's not sensitive to it, but it becomes as if it is motor. Okay, lo bazli, that's why the change in language. Lo bazli ado achemocho es bito. Then he's going to end up right having to sell his daughter. Shnayim bazli says kin kor ish es bito lama, right? Lama ivria. Now the Gemara just notices where we very often have to do this detective work on our own. That pasuk is not in Parshas Behar. That pasuk is in, I think it's in Mishpatim. So the Gemara says, even though that pasuk is not written there, HaKamash Balan is teaching us that Nizvin Inish Barte Velo Nizv B'Ribisa, because the next thing that's written in that Parsha is Ribis. But there's a first step between that, and a person will sell his daughter before he borrows money at Ribis. My time, why is that? Because Barte Megrav Benavka Ha Musfa Azla, because eventually, right, his daughter, right, there's an end to it, right, to selling his daughter, right, eventually she'll, you know, it'll be finished and she'll go free, etc. But Ribbish just keeps on piling up, right, and he keeps on getting accumulating debts. Lo basli ado, if he doesn't achieve it for that, ashalo ribbis, then eventually, as we pointed out, he's going to borrow money on Ribbis, which is asur shnemar, kemucha chicha matal yado imach, v'samach le'al tikach meito, neshech v'tarbis. Lo basli ado, and then what's going to happen? Shemoch etz asmu, he's going to have to end up selling himself, and this is the point we're trying to make the whole time. Shnemar v'kemucha chicha v'nim karlach. Lo lach, El Lager, and not only is he going to be sold to you, he's going to be sold to a ger. Shnamar Lager, right, he's going to be sold to a ger. Velo Lager Tzedek, not only to a ger Tzedek, a righteous ger, El Lager Toshav, Machlok is what that is. Okay, okay, Rashi kind of points out that either someone accuses his Zayim Mitzvos, or again, Machlok is showing him. But either way, he's going to be sold to a ger Toshav. Shnamar Ger Toshav. Mishbachas Ger, what does it mean, Mishbachas Ger? To the family of a ger? Ze Ov Gochavim. Right, that's he's going to be sold to a goy. Like Yeshua Omer Eker Mishpachas Ger Zeh Hanim Karlo V'Gochavim Atzma. That means you're actually going to be sold to the Avodah Zarah itself. Meaning, as Rashi says, Lachtov Eitzim B'Shar Tzrachet. Right, you're going to be, you know, the custodian in the church or whatever it is. Samar Lei. Meaning, so now, so again, so what that was it? Meaning, so now we're back to the crash that we had before. Right? Why would you assume that we're going to be nice to this Eved Ivri? But again, Einachanami to give him food and drink and place to sleep. So fine. We don't want to bother him while he's working for you. But in terms of freeing him, right, he's the one who caused himself to get into this predicament in the first place. So why would we necessarily be nice to him? So Allah, Nabi said back to him, so Hasam ha hadre kra. Because there the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk says that we have to take care of him, because when he gets freed, right, he goes back, right, to becoming a full-fledged Jew. The Tani Debe Rabbi Shmuel, because they learned the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Hol B'Halach Zev and Asa Komer Lavos Kuchavim, right? I mean, since this guy went to become, you know, kind of like a Komer nowadays is like a priest, but it doesn't mean a priest. I mean, it's like a servant of Avodah Zarah. Ema Lidchi Evan Achar Ahano. Well, you might have thought, this is an interesting phrase, right? You should push the rock after it falls, meaning kick him while he's down. Right, that's the probably the equivalent. But the Pasuk tells us that's not true. Right, one of his brothers should redeem him, meaning he should go take care of him, even though he's kind of sold himself to a guy. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe we just don't want him to go off derech. Right, maybe we just don't want him to kind of, he's going to hang out in the church, right? Maybe he's going off the deck. Maybe that's the only reason why we're trying to redeem him. It's like it says, Halayin Pidyon Nachmir Allah Midrabiosi Abra Mechanina. Therefore, right, in the case of regular redeeming him, right, maybe we should be Machmir, right? Because we just said that the whole reason he's in this problem is because he did an Avera. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Einachanami. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, okay, that's a good shot point. So it says, Trey Kroy Ksivi. Right, there are two psukim. Right, and then that's why we learn to be Mako when we're redeeming the guy. Pasuk says, Ksiv im od rabos bashanim, if there's a lot of time left on his servitude. Vim me'at nishar bashanim, and if there's a little bit left in the servitude. What do you mean? Is there more greater, literally means greater and smaller, meaning it's talking, it's not saying, meaning I interpreted it a little bit differently, poorly. It doesn't mean there's more years and less years. It means there are big years and small years. Well, years are basically the same. It doesn't mean leap year and not leap year, even though we're about to start a leap year. That's not what it means. I mean, it was, what's going on over there? So the Gemara says, Ella, right, Shinisraba Kaspo, right, meaning in the scenario, it means that the money, right, if the guy became, again, what do we start with? We started with, he was sold for 200, now his value is 100, or he was sold for 100, now his value is 200. So he darshan out this pasuk, me'at nishar bashanim, or rabos bashanim, right, more or less of the years, to teach me like this, that this rabu ksafo, if it became more valuable, then because of, so you go based on the money he was sold for. Meaning if it was, he was sold for 100 and it became worth 200, you go based on the 100. It's my kaspo, but if he became less valuable, then kvishanav, then we check, we evaluate based on how much years he has left, right? Meaning that you should, if you went from 200 to 100, you should cheshben out the 100. Says Gemara of Eman HaChikamar, maybe it means that, it doesn't mean that, it means Hecha to Avid Trey, who Pash Le Dalid, Nesiv Le Dalid Mikesev Mignaso. Maybe if he's worked for 2 years and he has 4 years left, right, he has to give him 4 years of value from whatever he's bought. And Avid Dalid, who Pash Le Tarti, right, Nesiv Tarti Mifishanov. And if he worked for four and he has two left, you should pay two left, right? You should pay the guy for 2 years. And therefore, it's not talking about, again, like I said, it's, maybe the Gemara suggests, maybe it's like Ipshot, that maybe it just means there are a lot of years left, or a little bit, a few years left. So Gemara says, nah, that's not Ipshot. Because in gain, nechtel kra im o rabos shanim, right? Im ma'at nishar shanim. If there's a lot of years, or a few years. My bashanim, what's a lot in the years? Right? So nishrabu ksafu bashanim, right? Not, and mikesim in the son, it's my kesim bashanim. Kaspo Bashanim Kifi Shanav. So therefore, since it says Bashanim, it doesn't mean, like I said originally, incorrectly, that it means more years or less years. It means if there's the value, right, went up or down. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Darshin Rav Nachman, Lahani Kroi, Kisinai, and he said, again, Rav Yosef backed up Rav Nachman and said that was a pshat that must have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Okay. Now we have a simon for the things we're going to discuss next. Simon Eved Beis Chatzayin, Eved Beis Eved Krovim, okay. Vayimine Ravuna, Barachin Nomer Rav Sheshes. Yeah, it's the following Shaila of Rav Sheshes. Eved Ivri Hanimkar Lov Gochavim, Nigal Chatzayin, O Eno Nigal Chatzayin. If Eved Ivri sold to a guy, can, or really sold himself, right, again, because Beis Dad's not going to sell him to a guy. So can you buy him back the Chatzayin, meaning half at a time. Maybe give him, you know, 20 today, 20 in a month from now, et cetera, et cetera. Or you got to pay the entire redemption at once. So the gula so is the achuzah gamar, right? Do we have xer shava? Do we learn from a steachuzah? Again, a steachuzah, just to give a little 2 seconds of background, a steachuzah, if a person sells his field, his ancestral field that he's got passed down in his family from, you know, Yoshua and splitting up the land all the way down, so halacha is, that the person sells that field because he's not doing so well, right? The family gets that back at Yovel. But if he's makdish that field, if he gives it to the Beis HaMikdash, so then he has a year to buy it back at the end of the year, at Yovel, and not at the end of the year, we're going to get to that in a second, but at Yovel, that then it goes to the Kohanim if he doesn't buy it back. So let's just, with that little background, let's dive into it. So he asked the following shayla, right? Do we compare the Eved Ivri that is sold to a guy to Steachuzah? Right? Again, gula so is Steachuzah. Gamar, do we have Xer Shavah to Steachuzah? And Ma Steachuzah Eino Nigal Chatzayin Af Hai Nami Eino Nigal Chatzayin. One of the rules about redeeming and buying back the Steachuzah, or the ancestral field from the people you bought it from, is that you have to give the entire money not up front, but at one time. Right? You can't just buy it back. I'll give you 20 here, 20 there, etc. You have to buy it all back at once. So too, maybe that's true by the Eved Ivri. Oh, Dilmar, maybe the Kulam Minan, the Chumra Law Minan. But maybe we say that, no, that's only, right, it's Shaykh when it's a Kula, but not when it is a Chumra. Well, we'll see in a second when how that could be a Kula and the Chumra. Amalai, sir, changes it back to him. No. Love Amr's Hasam, Nimkar Kulo, Lechetio, Achanami, Nigal Kulo. So again, we have that you have to, you can only redeem all of him, right, and not half of him. I'm Rabbi in Tim Zalomar Nigal Khatsayan Mishkakas of the Kula Khumra. What's this Kula Khumra that we were talking about? How could redeeming someone, half of someone, become a Kula, or redeeming half of someone be a Khumra? So the Kula, it could be a Kula that Zavni Bemeya and Yav Lecham Shin Paga Didame. Let's say he was sold himself for 100 and then he gave the other guy, right, 50, which is half, right? Again, because you're trying to redeem, right, the whole 100. Right, so you give him 50 to redeem half of him. The Eshbach, and then he becomes more valuable. The Kam Almasan, and now he's worth 200. Yeah, Martin Nigel Chatzayin, if you tell me that you can redeem half of him, so Yarvle may have enough. So what happens? That means that when you paid him 50, right, you freed half of this guy. So even though now he's worth 200, all you got to do, right, is pay 100, right, and the guy is gone. And then the guy is free. If you tell me that you can't free half of him, i.e. that when you paid 50 for him, right, that didn't do anything, so then you need to give him 150. Meaning, again, in the first case, you just pay an extra 50, right, and get up to 100. But now if you tell me that if you can't, that the first 50 was, it didn't do anything, then you have to give him 150, right? More than, meaning you have to pay the full value, you have to pay him 200 total. So you have to pay him, when you paid the 50 to begin, you have to pay the full 150 to get up to 200, you have to pay the full value. So I'm not sure if that was clear, but maybe I'm not sure if I should say it again. Okay, but either way, I apologize if it wasn't so clear. So let's just go a little weiter. But didn't we just say, that if his value is 100 and he went up to 200, right, you only have to pay, right, 100? So Gemara says, yeah, you're going to Oker, Vizal, Va'Oker. No, so that case was Enechanami. That case was, he was originally 200, he went down to 100, and then he went back up to 200. So that's how you have a scenario where you can give him, again, we had said that if you go from 200 to 100, so then his value is 100. So at that point, the guy paid 50, which is half, and then he went back up to 200. So therefore, then we're left, if you tell me that if you freed half of him, so now you only has 100 left. And you have to, once you paid 50, you have to pay 100, which is his other half. But if you tell me that the 50 doesn't do anything, it doesn't free him half, then you still have to pay the 150 to get back to the full value. Right, up 200. That's what we said before, and hopefully that was a little bit clear. Mishkach was the chumra. What about the case? Right, how could you have this whole half and half thing with chumra to be machmir? Zavni masayin yaev meyav pagid dame. Let's say he's worth 200, and he gave him 100, right, for half of his value. And ichsiv akamal meyav. Then he went down to 100. So iamrus nigel the chatzayin yaev le chamshin v'nafik. If you tell me that you can free half of a slave, so you freed one half, and now he's down to 100. So all you have to do, right, again, he freed half of him, and his value is 100. So all you have to do is pay another 50, and he goes out. Viamrus in nigel the chatzayin. If you tell me that he doesn't go out, if you can't free him half of it, so therefore, right, again, then he still has the full value. So the 100 that you did before, right, didn't do anything. So hanach meyav pikadon inugabei, right, yarev leivnel event nafik, right, the 100 that didn't do anything, it was just like a pikadon, it was just an item that you gave to the master, yarev leivnel event nafik, right, so then you have to give him to the master that's straight up, and you give him the money, right, and then he goes, and then he goes free. Okay. By Minei Ravuna Barchinna Rav Sheshes. That's following Shaila of Rav Sheshes, right? Not necessarily related to every divri, but once we're talking about Steachuza and that stuff, it's a similar Shaila. Amocher Bais Bevate Arechoma. If you sell a house, right, in the walls of a city, that is a special halacha that you can redeem it for 1 year. And if you don't redeem it within 1 year, then that is sold entirely. Normally, again, it doesn't go, you normally stuff sold to, right, goes back to the guy who sold it at Yovel, but in Bater Arichoma, you have 1 year to redeem it, so then it becomes, you know, the guy who bought it, he gets to keep it. So, Nigal HaChatzayin, or Enu Nigal HaChatzayin, can the Shaila is also, do you have to pay the entire value of the house, or can you pay half and half? Gula So Gula So Mesteachuza Gomar, right, do we have this Zer Shava to Steachuza, and Masteachuza Enu Nigal Nigelas LaChatzayin, Af Hai Nami Enu Nigal HaChatzayin. Right, and just like a steachuzah can't be paid half-half, right, so too, over here, or but there, you got to give them the full value of the house. Or maybe heichad gali gali, heichad lo gali lo gali. Or maybe when the Torah revealed gali, right? Revealed that it was true, it is true, but he can't extend it. Meaning, it said that is true. You can only by a steachuzah that you can only pay the entire amount and not half and half. But you shouldn't necessarily extend that to other cases. So Amalei Rav Shimon said back, "Mijoshu Shav Shimon not nishma." We can learn from Rav Shimon, "Shalova v'goal lechatzayin," right? That you can, sure enough, you can borrow and kind of redeem, and then you can be goal lechatzayin, that you can pay half and half by a bartar yechoma. The Tanya is one of the brayson, and goal yigal, right? Again, the guy who's going to redeem. Right, his stay achuza. Right, melamed shalov v'goal v'goal lechatzayin. Apparently, you can borrow money and be. This is a case halacha of redeeming the stay achuza, right, from hekdesh, and you can pay. You can pay it off piece by piece. I'm Rabbi Shimon Matam. Rabbi Shimon says, what's the reason? Right, why this is motor? Meaning that this is a difference of halacha depending on what you did with stay achuza. If you sold the stay achuza, the inheritance plot. And your ancestral field, and you want to buy it back, then you need to pay the entire value. But if you're makdish it to the Beis Hamikdash, right? So then you are allowed to pay it piece by piece. So Rabbi Shimon says, what's the reason? Right? Why the Torah said you can pay it back piece by piece, the Hekdash. That he is stronger. Meaning he has a koch, a person who sells his steachuzah, right, has a little bit of a stronger power. Because the guy doesn't have to redeem it before then, right? You just wait for Yovel, right? Yovel's in 10 years. Okay, he'll get it back eventually. So therefore, hura kocho. So therefore, he's a little bit less strong and less powerful. And he's not allowed, therefore, to redeem it unless he pays the full value. He can't pay it piece by piece. By the case of someone who's makdish his steachuzah to hektish, so that is a little bit worse. Why? Shem higia yovel v'lo nigola, right? Yotze lekohanim beyovel. Right? That doesn't go back to him at yovel. That goes to the kohanim at yovel. So therefore, yafa kocho shalove v'goal lechatzayin. Therefore, he's able to borrow money and pay it off piece by piece, because again, that makes up for the fact that he won't necessarily get it back by Oval. So high mocher, but bias, but there are Yechomanami. So too, by someone who sells a house, and but there are Yechoma. Hol v'hura kocho, how is it? Is he weaker or worse off? Shem mala lo shana tamimah v'lo nigala. Right, if a full year came and he did not redeem it, so nechlat, so that becomes the property of the guy who bought it. Yafakocho shalov v'gol v'gol lechatzayin. Again, just like by the case of steachuzah that went to hektish, where it won't revert back to the buyer at Yovel, meaning it belongs to somebody else, it belongs to the Kohanim. So too over here, if he doesn't redeem it by the end of the year, right, it reverts to someone else's property. So Chazal gave him this koch, right, to be able to pay it back piece by piece. All right, we're gonna have a kasha on this, but we'll wait for tomorrow. We'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.